Supporting your loved one emotionally through the senior living transition, the hardest part of moving a parent into senior living is rarely the logistics. It's the quiet moments when you wonder if you made the right choice, or when mom calls, and her voice sounds smaller than usual. Emotion sits at the center of this change, and it deserves to be talked about honestly. Over our 2 decades welcoming new residents in Ormond Beach, we've learned that the families who navigate this season well are the ones who give space for the feelings underneath the moving boxes. Here is how to walk that path with your parents and how our team helps lighten it, letting your loved one feel what they feel every new resident arrives carrying a story. A house where they raised their kids, a neighborhood where they knew the mail carrier by name, a spouse, sometimes, who isn't making the move with them. Pretending the transition is just a logistical step does a disservice to what your parents are actually feeling. The Sarah House Way is built around supporting families and residents through transition, acceptance, and acclimation, because we believe none of those phases happen overnight. Letting your loved one express grief, hesitation, or even anger is part of the work, and it doesn't mean the decision was wrong. Helping your loved one hold on to a sense of purpose, one of the deepest sources of emotional struggle for older adults, is the fear of losing relevance. When the daily rhythms of running a household disappear, what fills the space? Our caregivers are trained to encourage every resident to keep a life purpose by keeping them interested, involved, and part of decisions about their own day. Small responsibilities matter. So does being asked an opinion. Helping your parents see that moving in does not mean stepping out of their own life is one of the most reassuring things family members can do. Staying close to your loved one during the transition, your continued presence is the single most powerful comfort during this season. We make staying close easy with visiting hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and the option to designate an essential caregiver for additional in-person visitation. Our team also provides 24-hour communication with families, daily and weekly updates, and family meetings whenever you'd like one. Visit on regular days, not just special ones. A Tuesday afternoon coffee can do more for your mom's heart than a Sunday gathering ever will. Small daily comforts that support your loved one's emotional adjustment comfort comes in unexpected forms. Meals cooked from scratch by a chef in each of our buildings, with the flexibility for residents to choose what and when they want to eat. Hair and beauty services available on site. Daily housekeeping and laundry are handled, so your parents can spend their energy on the parts of life they want to. These small dignities add up. They tell a new resident, day after day, that this home is built around them, not the other way around. Conclusion: emotional adjustment is not a problem to solve in a week. It's a season to walk through with patience, real presence, and the right support around your loved one. We have spent 20 years learning how to walk it alongside families in Ormond Beach. To talk through your situation or schedule a personal tour, call us at 386-223-1785 or visit DaytonAssistedLiving.com. FAQs: how does the Sarah House help new residents settle in emotionally? We support residents through transition, acceptance, and acclimation as part of the Sarah House Way. Our caregivers encourage residents to stay involved, keep a sense of purpose, and feel at home in their new environment. Can our family bring personal items to make the room feel like home? Yes. We provide complimentary furniture, bedding, and linens, but families are encouraged to bring photographs, keepsakes, and personal touches that make the space feel like their loved one's own. How often can we visit during the early adjustment period? Visiting hours run from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can designate an essential caregiver for additional in-person visitation. Frequent, ordinary visits help most during this season. How will we know how our parents are really doing emotionally? Through 24-hour communication, daily and weekly updates, and family meetings whenever you ask for one.